John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Does Clay Aiken watch American Idol?
Off you go.
Let's see.
Do you watch American Idol? Do you watch?
You know, I haven't. I've kind of equated it to, and I have to be very careful how I say this, because it's important to me to make sure that it's clear that, I mean, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for American Idol.
Are you afraid of the American Idol gods?
No. Okay. Well, no, not really. I mean, because it's very, I mean, I would never, no one would have cast me in anything before this. So I needed that show to be here. But, yeah. You know, we all needed high school. We all needed college. Definitely. We needed our education
need
to be here. And I kind of equate it to high school. Yeah. You know, I would not be where I was. None of us would be where we were without our education. But I don't go back to my high school football games. You know what I mean?
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay. What is he, a faggot?
I don't really know.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
Will you make sure you don't put any tree nuts in my dressing room, please?
Hey, Clay. I have to say, we've got the Claymates in the audience here.
Scare me. With the red hair. The wig is so good, it actually looks like my real hair. And so I look at it and I forget it's
a wig. What is he, a faggot?
Do you like it? What do you like best? Because you've had a lot of hairstyles since we saw you on Idol.
I never really have a choice in them.
Never.
I kind of had it dark for so long.
Yeah.
And it made me look older, I think. So, I'm feeling old now. So
what is he,
I
a faggot?
The blonde, yeah.
I think they're cute.
It gives me my youth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I need anything I can do.
You don't have to
feel young.
Are you tired?
Sorry.
No, this is your Broadway debut.
Do you mind my asking?
Which question?
Ladies.
What is he, a faggot?
Ladies.
I think so.
Just looking at him can make my genitalia flutter.
Wow, right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, boy. Have you seen the picture of Clay and his outfit from Spamalot?
I have. I've seen the wig. I've seen the medieval costume.
He looks like Reba McEntire.
Oh, my God.
I think he's dreaming.
For another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
All right, so that's the happy ending.
That's it. That's the happy ending. All
Thank
right.
you, Simon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, getting back to the celebrity death. What
yes.
if a member of the Blue Man Group dies?
There are no flowers. There is no makeshift memorial, even in Vegas.
I'll tell you right now, we'll all have the blues.
Now, what about if they have an open casket? What do they look like?
Are you still obsessed with the Blue Man Group?
Now, you're joshing. They're not really blue like that guy that was in the newspaper last week.
Oh, they are. I saw him at a coffee shop when I was in Vegas. Yeah.
They're not blue all
they're
the
blue.
Time.
They're blue. And then later, two visits ago, they were still performing the Blue Man Group, and I saw them at the adult pool. And they are blue.
All over.
All blue. Every inch.
Not just their balls.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Tree Nuts.
Hey, it's Dave from Vermont.
Hi there, Dave. What's happening?
Right. I'm wondering about Mackenzie Phillips from One Day at a Time.
I'm wondering about her, too. I wonder how her old box is doing.
I bet she's filled out, right? She's filled out a little bit. Has she filled out right?
I think she still looks like a crack whore.
Oh, she was horrible back in the day. But I saw a recent picture of her, and she's no China. She's no China Phillips.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, do you think if Jim Fossil died, do you think he'd have a shrine from the Redskin fans?
Yes.
I think he would.
You know, Mike just said to me during the break, hey, how long till we put up... FireJimFossil.com.
FireJimFossil.com. I think it's a good idea. And this is an opportunity, I think, for all Redskins fans to get on board with another Washington sports team. Your Washington Capitals! They're the crickets again.
What are you doing?
Oh, I like the Capitals.
What are you doing?
They don't get any respect in this town. They don't get any respect at all. Hockey is the forgotten sport in this town.
Rightly so.
Oh, stop it. Just because you don't like it.
Hello, Donna. Mike's your right.
I like the Bullets.
I'm the great arbiter.
Radio God.
You should put your hands up when you do that.
I
have spoken.
Arbiter, it's like this. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey. Soccer.
Oh, soccer. Well, thank you for putting it in front of soccer.
Oh, forgot NASCAR in there.
NASCAR, get her done. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering about Gutenberg.
We already mentioned Gutenberg.
I already mentioned him, thought that he would probably not get any kind of a street corner, you know.
But his service, because of the, you know, the famous movie that he was in, they'll put him in a cocoon.
What do you call that? The memorial.
Right.
The street corner memorial.
Street corner memorials that have become the rage in this country.
Three men and a corpse. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's always three men and a baby with you, isn't it? I always say cocoon, but you loved Gutenberg when he worked with Selleck.
Guilty.
Was it Selleck and Danson?
Right. Yes, it was, Mike.
Oh, God.
Talk about your three amigos.
Trifecta.
What a sucker.
Oh, Police Academy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, did somebody just get Gutenberg?
Everybody mentioned
Gutenberg.
Yeah,
everybody's
Gutenberg.
Calling for Gutenberg.
I think there would be a
Perhaps tribute. That shrine's getting bigger.
Yeah. Crazy for Gutenberg. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the Colby and Colton show rules.
The Colby and Colton show. Who?
What was that?
I don't know.
I heard another show.
A promotional announcement.
From an 11-year-old child who just called in.
They rule.
Oh, my wow. God.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering, if Fossil comes to town, is he bringing his three assistant coaches, Lofty and Doe? And also, you didn't give any respect at all to Glenn Miller when he tried to call in from flying over the English Channel.
I am confused.
We all are.
I am confused.
You're confused.
You want to start over with that great bit of comedy about Jim Fossil?
And then I'm confused about legendary 40s band leader Glenn Miller. I didn't understand the reference.
Let's take them one at a time.
Can we get some kind of explanation from you?
Well, Glenn tried to call in from his prop plane that was flying over the English Channel, and you guys didn't give him time to talk. He's old. You know, he's been dead many years. And not want one bit of respect for him.
What the frig is this guy doing?
Is this like, are you...
I said frig. What the frig is this guy doing?
Is this a reference to the age of our show?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
God, you suck.
That's so bad.
How come you're alive and Heath Ledger is dead?
Yeah, why?
Nobody's going to get that. And what about the thing with Fossil? I didn't get that joke either.
Is he bringing three assistants with him? Lati and Doe. Fossil, Lati, Doe.
Fossil, Lati, Doe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sir, are a douchebag.
Oh, that's terrible.
Thank you.
Never again.
Have a nice day.
Never again.
You're a bag of douche.
And whatnot.
happy. Look at happy. Happy, dumb, and stupid.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to go through life.
Just one bite away from your next booger.
Big 800-pound guy calling him, hey, Fossil Lati Doe.
Glenn Miller. Hey, mother, you hear that?
Yeah.
I called them, mother.
Yes, sorry, mother. They thought it was hysterical. They feigned disliking it, but they... oh, dear, I've ruptured myself again.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, you're talking about sponsorship dollars. You know, on the Yankee broadcasts, they have a Japanese left fielder. He is sponsored by a Japanese restaurant. And when he's not in the lineup, whoever's taking his place... They say, well, if he had been playing today, he's sponsored by a Japanese restaurant.
Wow.
Did I tell you that when I went online looking at game-worn jerseys for the Red Sox, and I thought it was a typo when I first saw it.
Oh, that thing, 15,000. Mm-hmm. It
was Okajima. You know, they're expensive. They're like $2,000, $1,000 for these jerseys. And then you see Hideki Okajima, relief pitcher. Just a relief pitcher for the Red Sox. I mean, he had a great season. But it was $12,000, and that's because of the Japanese market and how much they drive it up.
May I ask a very stupid question?
Mm-hmm.
Yao Ming, or let's use any Chinese athletes. I'll use Yao Ming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Chinese athlete playing in America, is there any other one?
Well, no, I mean, there's baseball players, Japanese. Hold on, it works with
There are no Chinese baseball players.
Hold on, my dog, because what I'm going to tell you works with Japanese or Chinese,
okay.
I think.
Okay, all right.
Why is it that on his jersey it says Ming... And everybody calls him Yao. That would be, from my way of thinking, if we called all of our players by their first names.
You know, maybe it's because that Glenn Miller guy called in. I'm not going to give you my stupid joke.
And what about with Ichiro Suzuki?
Ichiro Suzuki, and they call him Ichiro.
Why do we call him Ichiro, and why do we not call him Suzuki?
Because it's like the Madonna thing. It's why do you call Michael Jackson Michael?
But we do it with Yao Ming too. Why not, like when he gets the ball, why don't you say Ming dives? It's always Yao did this, Yao did that.
I can't explain Yao because Yao Ming is easy to say. But I know when you've got a guy like Daisuke Matsuzaka, That took a long time. Matsuzaka took me about 2 weeks to figure out how to pronounce correctly.
So
Daisuke is easier.
Okay, but Yao Ming is easy. That's like that's something you would order at a Chinese restaurant.
I know.
I'll have a Yao Ming and orange chicken.
Right. I don't have an answer for you, though.
Why would you say Ming or would you say...
Because it's Asian tradition to give the last name first.
Ah, but what country are they playing in, Buzz?
Well, no, but Asian tradition, then you would not have Ichiro and Daisuke. You would have Matsuzaka and Suzuki.
Hmm. And you would have Ming. I mean, you would still call him Ming, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just don't know whether I'm including the Chinese athletes because they don't have the same fan base they do. I don't think they've got the same fan base. You know, they don't go crazy for their athletes that are over here like the Japanese do for their baseball players.
How come no one calls him Emperor Ming?
That's a beautiful nickname.
I do.
How come no
Emperor
one's...
Ming?
Yes.
Flash.
He's just Yao.
Yao.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Mike.
These are the ramblings of an everyday housewife. Hello, what's happening? Mike's right here.
Mike, you there?
Yes, I'm standing by.
All right, hey, I wanted to revisit that 10 minutes of riveting radio from yesterday when you were talking about the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what assurance do we have that shart didn't occur while you were actually at the water park and not when you were back in the room? I was considering going there with my family.
I will calm your fears, sir. I can tell you that a costume change occurred post water park.
I love it when you refer to it as a
when I changed my clothes, when I changed costumes.
I changed
costumes after the water park, so you can rest assured that did not happen. I cannot reassure you that it might have not happened before and simply been washed away.
And don't forget.
No, of course, I'm kidding.
Imagine you're lucky
enough
to get that room that Mike was hitting.
Well,
and you use that sink.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw it, you said it had been there for a while. So, I mean, what assurances do we have that it didn't happen earlier?
I'm sick of you saying what assurances do we have.
You have
life
no assurance.
Life doesn't have assurances, sir.
Can I tell you something?
Life is a risk. Life is a gamble. Each and every day is an adventure. And as Don has said so eloquently over the years, tomorrow is promised to no one.
And you cannot spell. What's the word that you were using? Starts with an A. What's the word you were using on the phone? You right there.
I don't know.
Assure.
Assure.
You can't spell that word without A-S-S.
Okay. I think we've made our point.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time at the park.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy it. Really. Great buffet.
It's been nice roughing you up.
It always is.
Been nice skinning your knees.
It's been nice pushing you down and taking your milk money away from you.
You go. Run along now and enjoy your shiner that we gave you.
You little bastard.
Put on your little Jughead hat and run down the street. I'm Scott Farkas
with yellow eyes.
All right. If we don't do this, we will kill ourselves later.
Ah.
We'll, just like what's his name?
Right.
The guy we're talking about today.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.